Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lo Nishmas, and Be'ak Shom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Yutches. The Gemara, in the middle of Amud Aleph, brings the terrible story of Rab Chanina ben Tradjan. That when he went to visit Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma told him, how are you teaching Torah? What about the fact that you have this Umar Rishah, the Raimim, that Kishbuch gave them the Malchus? Kishbuch wants them to rule the world. And you're going against them and you're learning Torah? And the Gemara tells us that in that conversation, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradjan asks Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Ma ani lechayo elom habo? Do I get the elom habo or not? So he asked him, is there any story that happened to you? And he told him that he had Moed Purim that got mixed up with Moed Tzedakah. The money that he had for Seudas Purim got mixed up with Tzedakah and he gave it to the Anim. So he told him, Im ken michelkacho yechelki umigorocho yegoroli. Meaning, this is a raya that he gets Olam Haba. It's very unclear, this part of the conversation regarding Chai Olam Haba, what exactly is going on over here? And why the story of Moed Purim is the raya that he gets Olam Haba. So we'll learn three explanations to understand this Gemara. Explanation one is the Maharal. The Maharal in Tiferes Yisroel Perkei brings the Rambam. That the Rambam, as we learned it in the end of Maseches Makis, learns that one needs to do at least one good mitzvah in a perfect way. And if one does not do at least one mitzvah perfectly, he doesn't get Olam Haba. And he brings a raya from our Gemara. That was the question. You have a mitzvah you did perfectly, and I'll tell you if you're going to Olam Haba. That's what the Rambam learns our Gemara. Says the Maharal, the Maharal disagrees. The Maharal says there's no such thing. The one mitzvah gives you Olam Haba. We spoke about it in length and the end of Maseches Makis. So the Maharal goes on to say, what's going on by us? Rabbi Chanina ben Tradjan is asking, is there any sign that I deserve Olam Haba? You connect here, we spoke about Parak Chelek, that there is a Kol Yisrael Yishav Chelek Olam Haba. But there is such a thing called Ben Olam Haba. Ben Olam Haba is a different level. So Rabbi Chanina ben Tradjan is asking, am I a Ben Olam Haba? Do I have that level of Shaychus to Olam Haba? So tells him, Yosef Bekisbo, tell me a mice that came to you, and I'll try to see if there's a sign Mishamayim that tells you that you belong to Olam Haba. So Rabbi Chanina ben Tradjan brings in the story with Moed Purim. And that is the sign that he's Ben Olam Haba. Explains the Maharal, why is that so? Says the Maharal, Purim, what's unique about Purim? Purim is a day which is kuli vochtik, which means it's kuloi chulin. There's no gedusha on the day of Purim, aliba, the basic halacha. Purim, you eat and you drink and you get drunk. There's no gedusha, there's no isur melacha, there's no yomtev. It's a day of gashmius. Now we know the Be'oimik, that's the idea of Purim, that you take all the gashmi and you make that also connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the end of the day, Purim is a day of gashmi. Tzedakah, says the Maharal, is the exact opposite. Tzedakah means something that is kuloi ruchni, it's 100% spiritual. Because the anim, they don't belong to this world. They're suffering in this world. They belong to a different world. And moes that belong to them belong to some place which is not this world. If Rav Chanina ben Tradjan has the money of Purim get mixed up with the money of Tzedakah, and everything goes to Tzedakah, that means he takes in his entire Olam Hazeh and brings that to Olam Haba. He takes his entire Olam Hazeh and elevates it to a higher sphere. So it says, Reisi Bekisbo, if I see this is the sign, Mishamayim, that you're Ben Olam Haba. You know what's the sign that you're Ben Olam Haba? Because all the things that are Gashmi, the spirit, the most physical thing in the world, Purim, you also turn that to be Moesanim. It also turned to be belonging to the poor, meaning belonging to a place which is beyond this world. That means in this world, you don't really belong to this world. You belong to a higher world. You are a Ben Olam Haba. The Baal HaTanya, in Ma'amor Admor HaZoken, Yer Taf Kuf Samach Tes, he brings another Mahalach, and he says like this, whenever a person does something, sometimes people do things because that's what their nature is. Normally, that's what they do. That's how they were born. So you don't get such big reward. You don't belong to such a high milo if you do what's natural for you. So the Baal HaTanya says like this, Rav Chanina ben Tradjan was a tremendous maspid. He was willing to sacrifice everything to learn Torah. So he asked Rav Yisrael Bekisbo, do I really get full reward for it? Is this considered to be a full sacrifice? Or maybe not. Maybe that's his nature. Maybe that's his normal way of being. So you don't get full reward for that. So ask Rabbi Yosef Bekisbo, tell me a mice that came to your hand. Says the Baal Tanya, usually people that are big masmidim, they're shaked bilimudoy. The natural way, they are stingy. He explains they have a morish shchur, they're sad, and they're very constrained. They don't give out money so easily. So the story of Moris Purim was, of Chachamim tried and showed that naturally he's not stingy at all. He gives money to the Anim. He had Moris Purim that got mixed up. He gave that to Anim too. It shows that's his nature. So you know the fact that he's learning Torah with such dveikus is going against his nature. So he's getting full reward. Tells him, Yisi Bekisbo, you're going to get Chayelum Abo. I want to be with you. And finally, we'll learn the pshat of the Avoidus Avoid of Shlomo Kluger over here. And he says, Davar Nifla Moed, he says like this, we know, Yadua, that someone who commits suicide, Ein Lo Chelek Lo Lom Abo. Says, everybody wants to know, what is the source of this concept? Is there any source to it? So he says, the source is our Gemara. And this is Rav Chanan Ben Tradu was asking Yosef Bekisbo. He says, I'm learning Torah, and I'm willing to sacrifice everything for Torah, but maybe I'm doing something wrong. Maybe learning Torah with such sacrifice is considered to be committing suicide. So maybe I won't get Chai Lom Abo. Because someone who commits suicide doesn't get Olam Haba. So he says a very big chiddush. He says somebody who is willing to give up his money, which he owns, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can give up his nefesh, his neshama too, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can give up his body for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who is not so easily giving up his money for mitzvahs, so he also cannot give up his body for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. He has to be consistent. So that's what Rav Yosef Bekisbo asked him. Give me a story. Story was, he had Moshe Shapurim, he gave it to Tzedakah. That means he's giving up on his money for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, if so, you are allowed to kill yourself for HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well, and mainly you do have a chelek l'olam habo. These are three gevaldic explanations in the mahalach of this discussion. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, or what's a good, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.